Public defender, illegal alien charged with murdering four Americans unfit for death penalty due to low IQ. By John Binder on October 20, 2019. An illegal alien accused of murdering four Americans over the course of a week in Nevada is set to claim that he is intellectually disabled in order to avoid the death penalty. Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, a 20-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador, was charged with murdering 56-year-old Connie Coons, 74-year-old Sophia Rankin, 81-year-old Gerald David, and his 80-year-old wife, Sharon David, between January 10 and 15 after prosecutors said he was looking to steal money from his victims to buy more meth. The state of Nevada is seeking the death penalty. To avoid the death penalty, though, Martinez Guzman will seek to be deemed intellectually disabled, which would make him ineligible for the death penalty, the Associated Press reports. Public defenders say information gathered so far shows Martinez Guzman's IQ is much lower than originally believed, and that he may have been exposed to pesticides and fertilizers while working in farm fields in his native country. Emphasis added. Based on the investigation to date, there is a good faith basis to believe that Mr. Guzman is ineligible for the death penalty because he may be intellectually disabled. There could be no greater insult to public justice than to execute someone that, as a matter of law, is ineligible for capital punishment, Washoe County Public Defender John Arasgata wrote in the October 4 motion. Emphasis added. So far, prosecutors have said there is not enough evidence to rule out the death penalty for Martinez Guzman. The illegal alien's attorneys are looking to have the trial moved to February 2021 despite the current trial date of April 2020. Illegal aliens charged with murder have routinely been using the intellectually disabled defense to avoid being put to death. In the case of illegal alien gang member Apolinar Alta Marano, who allegedly murdered 21-year-old Grant Ronnebeck in January 2015, was able to be deemed intellectually disabled in order to avoid the death penalty. Among those allegedly murdered by Martinez Guzman was Connie Coons, a mother, whose mother's 80th birthday was the following day. Coons, herself, was set to turn 57 5 days after her murder. A GoFundMe page has been created to help the Coons family in the wake of her murder. Also allegedly murdered was 74-year-old Sophia Rankin, as well as Gerald and Sharon David, who were both beloved members of the South Reno community. Gerald was president of the Reno Rodeo Association in 2006 and Sharon was a member of the group. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.